you forget yourself and think about, I don't know, that's just me.
Sounds like a good way, sounds good to me.
It's just the way we were brought up. But now I do enjoy church, I enjoy going when I go. But as I told you, our house is Grand Central Station, so I never know who's going to be there.
Right.
And maybe I should take them to church, but I doubt if they'd come the next time.
That's right.
Could I get you to pronounce, these are just pronunciation items, words that we need pronunciations on. The first four books of the New Testament.
I couldn't tell you.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Could you just pronounce those for me?
Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John.
Okay. And could I get you to pronounce raised for me?
Raised.
Okay. Does Lamar have a place where you can go to check out books?
Yes.
And that's called a
library.
Okay. And you mentioned some uncles that you had. Were they married?
No.
Really?
Huh. I had two great uncles that wasn't married, and I had that one uncle was married. He was a gambler. He traveled all over and gambled. My mother's half brother.
Okay. Now the woman he was married to, what did you call her?
Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Her name was Myrtle.
Okay.
And she owned dress shops all over the country.
Okay. Did she?
Very independent woman. I think that's why he was a gambler.
Would she have been Aunt Myrtle?
Yes, she was Aunt Myrtle.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any nieces and nephews?
Gobs of them.
Yeah. Is that what you call them?
Nieces and nephews, yes.
Okay. Growing up, when you were really young and going to school, were most of the teachers men?
No. They were all women.
Really? Okay. Now, did people have a name for a woman teacher? What would they have called a female teacher?
It was just the teacher, the school teacher. They brought up something yesterday you might be interested in, and I didn't know that, but in the early days, this lady that we honored yesterday had been one of the school teachers here in the early times, and they brought up the fact that when a teacher got married, she couldn't teach anymore here in Lamar.
That's what I was wondering about, if there was
and here in Lamar, they couldn't teach after they got married because they said that she had a husband take care of her, and so there would be other ones that would need the job worse than she did. And I didn't know that until yesterday, and that was real interesting to me.
I was wondering if they would have used a word for a single teacher, like maybe school marm or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
as a slang word. They used that.
What would they, is that what they would have said?
Not a lot of people, but probably if they didn't like her, they'd say that. She's a school mom.
Okay.
But if they liked her, why, she was a teacher.
Okay. People that are related to you, that are blood related, what do you call them, all of those people together? They are your what?
Family.
Okay. Ever use relatives or relations?
No.
Okay.
Part of the family.
And people that are not related to you, do you have a name? Would there be a generic name for them, or would they just be friends?
Friends, uh-huh.
Okay. I want to ask you some about the place where you grew up, the home, or even about the farm that y'all live on now. If you could describe it for me, how big is it, and what does it look like? So
okay.
How many rooms it has, that sort of
thing. When I was a kid, my dad built we came from Kansas, I guess, and they thought of tornadoes. So the first thing was a kind of a cellar that was built back in this hill. And then from there was a big room, which was a boy's bedroom. And, it was a big room. It always had four beds in it, at least. And then the next room was the same size, and it was a kitchen and what people would call the dining room now, because we had the big table on the south side of the room and the kitchen was on the north side of the room.
It was all together.
Yeah.